You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hi there, Republic Atheist. My name is Caden Jensen. I'm from Utah, as I'm sure you're aware, is a very religious area in the United States. I found you guys through a link that someone shared on Facebook, and I found it very informative. It was the 10 questions that Christians cannot answer honestly. And I found it very helpful and informative. I really liked how it was approached with a very logical standpoint, and I really appreciate that. I myself am not religious at all. I am currently indecisive on my views about religion itself, but I really appreciate what you guys are doing. My parents are very religious. In fact, they are polygamist. My father has 3 wives, and it's kind of a mess. I'm sorry, this is hard to talk about. Well, I'm currently living alone because I'm living with my aunt and uncle. They're helping me out. But I don't live with my parents anymore because they did not want my influence in the house with the other many children if I was not going to participate in their religion or share the same beliefs as them. I would love to hear back from you guys and see more things. Possibly, I'm sure you guys might have it somewhere. I haven't looked a lot into your website or your blog, but I would like to see some breakdowns of the Book of Mormon and the LDS Church, which is a very prominent religion here in Utah. Anyways, thank you for what you guys are doing, and I'd love to hear back from you. Thank you.
Hello, host of Atheist Republic. So let me present myself very quick. I'm a North African who has lived in many Arabic countries for the past 15 years, but that also moved to the west of France 3 years ago. So I have this very big advantage of being able to speak 3 languages, which are basically English, French, and Arabic. Arabic is my native language. French is our second language in North Africa, since we have been colonized by French people and not English people, which is quite a rarity, to be honest. And thirdly, English, which is hopefully the language that I'm speaking right now. So why is this an advantage? Well, after the recent terrorist attacks that have been taking place in Paris, which have taken place 7 days ago, a week ago, and yesterday and the day before, I was able to basically spy on different groups of people in the languages that I know, so Arabs and Arab Muslims, basically, and French people, and see their opinions and their different takes, right? So I want to talk a little bit about the takes of these different groups of people and what they think about these terrorist attacks, which I find pretty disturbing, to be honest. So the first group of people, which gets divided into 2 subgroups, is the people that are in complete denial, right? So they say Islam is a religion of love and it's not about hate, and this person is spreading hate, right? And is taking like a mutated or a disfigured and a fake version of Islam, which is not the real word of God, since God loves everyone and will forgive everyone, etc., etc. I'm sure you're very familiar with that discourse and that rhetoric. The second subgroup of these people are the people that take conspiracy theories, as they say, it's not us to blame, but it's the French and American kuffar that are trying to set us up, to make people hate us, etc., etc. So these 2 groups completely deny what has happened and do not want to associate what happened with Islam at all, because they can't. They feel very hurt by this and cannot associate Islam at all, since it's their religion, I guess, right? These people are the people that mostly denounce what has happened in French in France, but do not want to admit that it has anything to do with them. The second group is the people which are very disgusting, in my opinion, which have been lurking a lot on Facebook and Twitter, mostly on news articles like Al Arabiya and Al Jazeera, which are the biggest news articles in the Arab world. So last week, I've seen this picture of the Chechen terrorist, which killed the professor. And under it, you can see many comments and like 30,000 love reacts, heart reacts on Facebook, which basically mean I love this or this is amazing, etc., which is not something that you put under the picture of a terrorist. While on the picture of the cartoon, people put like angry reacts, etc. The comments are also very disgusting, which say like this person will go to paradise, this person is a martyr, he's doing God's work, he's defending our religion, Islam, etc., etc., etc. Then there is this third weird group that do not denounce what happened at all, but decide to focus on the caricatures. So by not taking the side of a professor or denouncing the terrorism and not and only focusing on the fact that French people are using their freedom of speech to put on these caricatures of the prophet, they are basically taking the side of the terrorists because they're only denouncing the French people without denouncing at all what has happened and the terrorist attacks, right? So these are the three big groups in the Arabic world and their opinions. French people also have similar ideas. There's this group that always defends Muslims, which is a good thing because there's a lot of anti-Muslim bigotry, which is not a good thing at all in France, and is one of the factors that lead to terrorist attacks, which is hate and discrimination and segregation between people and different groups. There's also, of course, poverty. I'm not going to talk about this, but education, etc., etc., and like poor neighborhoods of immigrants, which make people poorer and less educated and more violent, etc. So there's this big group of people that are very accepting and that trying to make things better, but that are also firmly for freedom of speech. And there's this weird group, which is the far right, of course, that call for deportation or the killing of Muslims, which is as disgusting as what the Muslims preach. So it's basically two big groups that want to live in peace, in denial or not, and this group that wants to continue killing and deporting and hate.
Okay, so my name is N.V. Shivakumar from India, Bangalore. I am an atheist, 21-year-old atheist. I didn't even realize I was an atheist when I was 15, 16 years old. So I have been following Atheist Republic since I was 15, you know, like, when I became an atheist, like, you know, I realized that I'm pretty sure there's no God. Religion is the biggest form of capitalism there is. So I was kind of, you know, felt scared and lonely because everyone I knew just said that you were thoughts or horrified. So when I came to Facebook and saw Atheist Republic, so I was quite surprised to find a community of atheists. Like, that's a new thing. I never saw anyone. And of course, I found out very quickly that there are not many atheists in India. Like, it's quite rare for someone to be an atheist because in India, religion is forced down your throat. And it's thrown down such a way that if you even deviate a little bit, you're like beaten. Like, you know, Indian parents love to beat their kids to discipline them. And atheists kind of might have faced it more because even when I was 5-6 years old, I used to ask many questions. Like, why is this story like this? Like, why cannot Mahabharata end with Duryodhana's victory? Because after all, he was had a better claim than Pandavas, who were not really blood related to the king in any way. So, but still, you know, but my parents just said the word. Probably every other Indian parent said. Krishna said so, so this will happen. So in India, okay, the word of God is everything, but that's a horrifying thing for people who know word of God is basically a fake thing. Recently, Armin has talking a lot about India, I have been so thankful for him to India. I just love him finally talking about my country and how horrifying the situation for everyone is. Like, the thing is, Indians try to be what they were 2,000 years ago. They want to maintain the same status quo. You know, I live in Bangalore, okay? Like, it's basically a better city because you can eat beef and pork, which is banned in 90% of India. And it's basically safer and more cosmopolitan because there's less radical elements in India like RSS. But BJP is in power now, so it will change soon enough. So the thing is, the Hindutva, the main problem is that India, the word Hindu might mean different to everyone from place to place. Like, someone from West Bengal will have different views about Hinduism than the person from Tamil Nadu, and a North Indian person will have different views on Hinduism. Because Hinduism, well, it's a stupid religion. I'm not justifying it in any ways, but it's a very complex religion because it's so old that, you know, every person has its own version of it. So, you know, like, in South India generally, like, caste system was forced down on us by North Indians. Actually, there's a famous atheist of India called A.V. Ramaswamy Periyar. That guy had the guts to burn the the photos of Ram, Lakshman and Sita in like middle of Chennai, because he felt that, you know, gods impose caste system and it's bad. Like, he was very radical even to compare to our current generation, I guess. So what I want to say is that India was, like, you know, progressive at some time, 50 years back. But in 50 years, we actually went backwards than frontwards. And I just hope that Armin inspires Indians to see the truth and see the faults and always question them, like I did. And one, seriously, Armin really inspired me to question things more. That's all I wanted. Like, thank you, Armin and Atheist Republic. Susanna, you too. Happy birthday.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.